International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 7. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. Acts 1:13-14. And when they entered, they went up to the upper room where they were residing. These all continued steadfastly with one accord in prayer, together with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Acts 1 speaks of the upper room in Jerusalem. In this upper room a group of about 120 prayed for 10 days in one accord. They not only prayed, but they also consecrated themselves to the Lord, offering themselves to him in a very real and practical way. 3.5 years earlier, the Lord Jesus came to Peter by the seashore, and Peter offered himself to him. Peter left his job and began to follow the Lord. We may say that Peter consecrated himself to the Lord. However, Peter's experience in the upper room was something else. Here Peter had a new kind of consecration, not an ordinary consecration but something specific. At the seashore Peter gave up his job, but in the upper room he gave up much more. Peter was in the upper room at the risk of his life. Jerusalem was a threatening place to those in the upper room, yet they were willing to risk their lives to be there. Today's reading. During those 10 days in the upper room, everything was dedicated in a practical way and was dedicated at any cost, at the cost of their forefathers' religion, at the cost of their country, at the cost of their relationships with neighbors and friends, at the cost of their relatives and families, and at the cost of their lives. Their whole being was held by this heavenly vision, and they were beside themselves with this heavenly vision. This is the kind of in Revelation 3:18 the Lord counsels us not to pray nor to ask nor to receive nor to take by faith. He counsels us to buy. Pay the price to buy the eyes of, and you will see the vision. I encourage you to pray, saying, Lord Jesus, by your mercy I will buy the eyes of. By your mercy I am willing to pay the price to be in the upper room. If you say this to the Lord, the heavens will be opened, the scales will fall from your eyes, and you will see the heavenly vision. If you pay the price for the heavenly vision, you will burn the bridges behind you and will have no way to go backward. Even if you wanted to go back, the people would not accept you. To take the way of the Lord's recovery is not cheap. This way is expensive. It requires a costly consecration. To take this way will be at the cost of the religion of your fathers and of your country, at the cost of your relationships with your neighbors and of your relatives, and at the cost of your own life. The recovery can be realized, carried out, only by the experience of the consecration in the upper room. This is not an ordinary consecration. It is a special consecration, a specific consecration, an extraordinary consecration. What happened to those 120 who were in the upper room in Acts 1? They all became a burnt offering. They were burning, and they burned others. We also need to be burned, and then we will burn others. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, great crowds followed him. Eventually, however, there were only about 120 in the upper room. The Lord's move was with those in the upper room, with those whose eyes had been opened and whose hearts had been touched. This small number came into the upper room to be burned, and then they turned the whole world upside down. It is a small number who will turn the world upside down and change the age. If you would be in the upper room, you need to pray in a specific way and say, Lord, I am willing to be in the upper room for the recovery of your testimony. This is the end of today's morning revival.